What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. We're starting to get a look at this. This is breaking on the hourly. The money that the federal government, USAID, used to create the entire fake reality that I battle here every day, minute by minute, hour by hour. The station literally exists and thrives the way that it does. I mean, I'm kind of worried for our future. I got to tell you, I was worried about this break. I was thinking, well, I wasn't worried, but I was thinking about it. I was like, well, wait a minute. If the mainstream media told the truth, would there even be talk radio? I've been giddy all morning, and then I went, wait, hold on. I don't want to have to get a real job.
Be careful what you wish for.
I know, right? Well, that could be a disaster.
Well, considering humanity's always fall from grace, I think that your job is safe.
Yeah, at least for another week, right?
Yeah.
We'll see if the check
clears. Exactly.
This is talk radio after all. Okay, so, So American taxpayers are no longer subsidizing foreign media, once funded by the United States Agency for International Development. But the scope of it, Donald Trump put a 90-day hold on all of USAID's foreign aid this week, which subsequently cut. This is 90-day hold, okay? This is just what we would have spent 90 days. $268 million in more than 30 countries, including the BBC. $268 million every 90 days. Now, I know the federal government spends billions, but when you consider what that buys, the entire lying liberal mainstream media cabal internationally will collapse if that's what they're spending every 90 days. 6,200 journalists, 707 news outlets, 279 media sector civil society organizations have had received that money across the world. And that makes sense because now, you know, in the era of modern journalism and, you know, digital society, it's not good enough to just control the media in your country.
Right.
Because people can just go online and see, you know, see the realities. You got to control the world's mainstream media.
It is the World Wide Web, by the way.
Yes. So the headline, Breitbart Politics, Trump freezes millions in USAID funds for foreign media, triggering globalist outrage. Again, USAID, not the only agency funding. Most of these, like the New York Times we're finding out now, AP, Reuters, they have funding from at least 12 federal agencies. And it makes sense. They spread it all around, so it wouldn't be obvious. Because when you are giving, say, the New York Times $54 million that we've found so far in a Biden administration during, you know, the time Biden was in office, you can't just have that as one line item. It'll stick out. You know what I wonder? I wonder, did the Republican leadership know this, that they were doing this?
I would be hard-pressed to not believe that they didn't know that there's got to be some culpability there. And I was just thinking the same thing as you were mentioning that. And it's like, okay, why didn't this happen during the first Trump administration? And I'm not blaming Trump for this because I think that maybe even Trump and his aides at that time did not even realize the depth of which this whole scandal was going on and where all this money was going. And, you know, maybe it is simply because, look, he realized what happened to him the last time. And he's like, OK, we're going to let it all out this time. This is it. You called my bluff.
Yeah, and it's that part's fascinating. And then you start looking at the interwoven nature of this whole thing. They're running these censorship operations out of USAID. Yeah. While USAID, it turns out, we've learned from investigative reporter Michael Schellenberger, he was the guy who broke the Twitter files, that we're learning from him, the biggest funder of the gain-of-function research to create a coronavirus at the Wuhan lab, 2018, $54 million, USAID. So think about this. At the same time, they're funding the media, which lied in unison about the origins of COVID. They're also funding censorship programs, which ultimately censored the only media outlets telling the truth. And they are the top funder. I mean, I don't know why we've been talking to Fauci this whole time. He only sent him $6 million. These people got off scot-free. And it turns out, I was wondering, you know, how did Samantha Power, who is the head of this agency, get away with this? It turns out, I didn't realize this, Rand Paul and 22 other senators actually sent her a demand letter. Because she started the funding, the $54 million in 2018. By the end of 2019, we had SARS-CoV-2. And he sent her a demand letter for information about the, you know, the funding, the grant. And she never replied. She just gaffed him off. So while Fauci has been beaten around the head, and there have been, that I could find online, 12 hearings where he's been hauled in before Congress to talk about the origins. Samantha Power, nobody even knows who she is. She got away with it.
She's untouchable.
I guess. They did send her a letter, but I mean, I have so many questions. Why did Rand Paul not haul her in the way that he did Fauci? Here's another question I've got. I mean, obviously right now they can't get, you know, up until now they had, the Democrats took control of the Senate, but before that we had control of it. I've always wondered, there has never been anybody grilled from the Pentagon either, and they gave $40 million. Yeah. So we now have a new total, over $100 million that we now know of went into the Wuhan lab for the gain of function research, the creation of COVID. That is a massive amount. It really is. I mean, that's just the whole thing. I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around it. And the whole U.S. media, it's Pravda. It's no different than the Pravda website. I mean, you literally go to Pravda.com. I do often because I like to see what the Russian government is saying. I just think it's interesting. And sometimes they'll have even more in-depth stories on what we're doing than we do. Like right now, I love this story. Where did it go? And the U.S., Zero Hedge is running a version of this, because this is going to be awesome if this is going on. Pravda claims the United States is launching a large-scale operation against the drug cartels in Mexico right now.
Well, they very well may be.
They say three special aircraft are monitoring the airspace of Mexico, hundreds of kilometers from it at once, and they are flying around this area controlled mainly by Sinaloa. It's a no-go zone, part of it. They've got U.S. Navy patrol aircraft, reconnaissance craft, Boeing E-3C Sentry, and all of that is supported, they say, by a KC-135R stratotanker air tanker. Mm-hmm. And I love the last line of this. They say, such activity is typical for the United States when conducting air operations involving fighter jets to launch massive strikes against ground targets. They're predicting those are incoming any day now.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Kudos to you yesterday, because you were talking about the RC-135s that were flying around down there in the Gulf of California. And most likely, I mean, that is leading edge. And I mean, we're ahead of the Chinese and the Russians on this leading edge intel and electronic surveillance that those aircrafts do. And that was flying along there. So if they're off in the Gulf of California, which is international airspace, they're probably monitoring what's going on, cartel activity. And who knows, maybe other governments that may be in cahoots with them. I'm just saying.
That'll get interesting. Meanwhile, this will be interesting too. The Tompkins County Sheriff's Office, have you heard about this in Ithaca, New York? They did their sanctuary city and sanctuary office. And a Mexican citizen who'd been in local custody pled guilty to assault charges. He's got a long record. And he had an ICE detainer on him, federal detainer. Mm-hmm. They ignored that and released him from custody anyway. And the Department of Justice has announced, they put out a press release from their Office of Public Affairs, that the Tompkins County Sheriff's Office is under criminal investigation for doing that.
Okay.
So good.
Yeah. That's what happens. That's what, you know, that's the consequences.
And they say the reason that this has got to stop is because they did catch him, by the way. His name is Jesus Romero Hernandez, 27. He was charged in a federal criminal complaint with illegally reentering the United States after a prior removal for a felony conviction. So when you reenter, that's a felony. It's not a misdemeanor the second time. It's a felony. So this guy's a wanted felon, and they let him go, and they're saying that is interfering with a federal case.
Exactly. What do you think would happen to you or I, Tara, if we were hiding at someone that a felon, a suspected felon that the federal authorities were looking for? Well, we'd be an accomplice.
I'd expect to be arrested.
Yes.
I would.
It's not like you're the governor of New Jersey who is claims he's hiding illegal immigrants in his home. But anyway, was it New Jersey? Was the New Jersey governor that
Yeah, it was New Jersey. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And then back to wife. It's like, what is wrong with you people?
I don't know. But you know what? I just hope they keep talking.
Yeah, please.
Just please keep
please.
Talking.
Yeah, please
because
keep.
Because we've been trying to tell the public that the Democrats were like this for years, and now they are proving it themselves, which is extremely helpful.
Who was it? Cory Booker that was screaming, you know, we're not going to shut up. We're not going to be stopped. Please go right ahead and make these outrageous, insane comments that got Donald Trump elected. Please continue to talk that way. Please.
And foreign aid is not popular with the Americans.
No.
And this isn't foreign aid. This is just money laundering.
Ask the citizens of Chicago, and I'm talking about black citizens of Chicago, who reamed Chicago mayor and the city council because they were spending money on illegal immigrants instead of the people, the American citizens that were in need in their city.
Oh, that you know what? That brings up another great argument. You see Catholic Social Services. They are the number one human trafficker in this hemisphere. $1.5 billion total budget, half of it by the federal government. And they literally hand out cash to illegals, provide medical care for illegals. But most importantly—
On the way up here.
On the way up here, yes. Transportation and hotel rooms to get them here because they can't afford to come and wouldn't if they didn't. Their funding has just been cut. That cuts their budget in half. Right now they've announced they are letting go half of their staff. Good. Good. What you were doing was illegal. Love to see you folks in prison, but short of that, let's cut the money and stop the flow. So much has happened in 2.5 weeks. Lee, I mean, can you imagine, where are we going to be a month into this thing?
Yeah. That's what they're afraid of.
I know. That's why the Democrats are going to come undone. I mean, they are going to just full on lose it.